anything regarding police. So now here we are in 2021, 2022, with a new presidential administration, and that has to be reminded about this case with Laquan McDonald. So that's pretty much where we are. It was 4 years where this case was just completely tabled, and now we're trying to get a new administration.
Is it too late for federal charge to be brought? You have Laquan McDonald's grandmother, who was detained like you were last night, has called for President Biden to intervene. She said, come forward. We need your help. I need your help. Could federal charges be brought now?
Yes, absolutely. And again, for just a slight correction, she was detained and let go. We were arrested by U.S. Marshals. We were arrested and federally charged by U.S. Marshals yesterday. We had to appear before a federal judge last evening in order to be released out of federal custody. But to answer your question, there's no statute of limitations for this crime, because what Jason Van Dyke, as a result of what Jason Van Dyke did, resulted in the death of Laquan McDonald. Therefore, it's no statute of limitations on this.
Justin, I want to bring you back into this conversation. It was great having you recently with your brother, Jacob Blake, talking about your nephew, Jacob Blake. The officer in that case was not charged. But talk about why you were there last night. Again, you both have been arrested, charged federally. Jesse Jackson was there as well. Why is this critical to you?
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having us again. My big brother sends his love to you. Why are we here? The Blake family wants to be all around this country and around the world participating and fight for justice for African Americans all over this globe. What happened here is unconscionable. To think that a young man was struck down with 16 bullets and he would have been shot with more if one of the officers didn't stop Van Dyke from reloading his gun. This is absurd. This is 2022. If anybody deserves rights, civil rights and liberties, African Americans should. We built this country. We made this country the richest country in the world for 400 years of free slavery. And the day is due where we're able to walk through the streets, where we are taxpayers and pay the people that are harming us, ends. And so we had to come back to our hometown to support my brother Will and the great work that he's done with this family, and to continue to keep the charge going and the torch lit that we need justice for this particular case. We have President Biden, who hasn't done anything. The Floyd family members, Breonna Taylor's family, Big Jake, we all feel like he's let us down and sold us out. How dare we talk about China and how they treat their people, human rights, when we in America have African Americans being gunned down in the street almost daily?
Let me ask Will Calloway. I mean, you have Rahm Emanuel, who's a former mayor of Chicago, involved with the cover-up of the murder of Laquan McDonald, now confirmed as the ambassador to Japan. But Will Calloway, yesterday, President Biden was in New York meeting with the new mayor, Adams, calling for an end to gun violence. You are called a violence interrupter. Explain what that is and your response to what it would mean to end gun violence in this country.
Great question. Well, for me, being a violence interrupter, what that includes is in my community in South Shore, that's on the southeast side of the city. What we do is we engage, or we try to mediate different gang conflicts or tension between different factions inside of our neighborhoods or in the surrounding neighborhoods in the city. And we try to mediate that conflict by face-to-face interactions, relationship building, mentor, big brother programs, finding a way to channel and funnel a lot of these young men and women out of a life of crime, out of the streets, and get them on a righteous trajectory. So we've had a lot of support. We've been highlighted by the Obama Foundation by the work that we do. But ultimately, it's going to take funding. We need resources in our community. We do not need in the African American community more policing. Scientifically, I think even the University of Chicago recently did a study. The crime lab showed show that more police do not solve, not only does it not solve crimes, but it is not preventative. It's reactionary. In order for us to be proactive, we need people that's in a community, that has relationship with people in a community, that will be at-risk gun offenders or possibly target of gun offenses. We need those people to be proactive and provide them with the resources so they can go out and methodically eradicate this gun violence. For that, and I mean, Laquan McDonald was a victim of gun violence.
So he was a victim
of gun violence by a Chicago police officer.
Will, but we thank you so much for being with us, Will Calloway and Justin Blake. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve. I'll be your host for 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues, coming right up. And in this hour, we're going to hear from David Honeyboy Edwards, singing about a howling wind back in 1969. From the same year, we're also going to hear from Sam Lay performing live at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival with a well-covered, often-covered tune, plus Big Joe Williams singing about his Banta Rooster. Yeah, it's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start the show with Albert King, recording for Stax Records. This is That's What the Blues Is All About. Indeed, Albert King on the Deep Blues Hour.
Buddy, you know you haven't even got a friend. That's
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more by going to www.spackbros.com and receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call them at 412-362-SPAK or their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
You know, the great man Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell is just that I used to know in 1936 when he died. I record with Scrapper Blackwell and I put some LPs out. Maybe some of you people have it. Champ Jack Dupree sing Leroy Carr. So I'd like to sing you Blues for Sunrise that I made from Leroy Carr. Baby, I was thinking all to myself. somebody else in the evening when the sun goes down. I wanna warn you, woman. I wanna warn you before you go. Yes, I wanna warn you, woman. I wanna warn you before you go. Well, if you stay out all night long, I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more.
Just for you, not just for me, but for everyone. I wanna tell you something. Everyone knows. 'cause we made freedom way.
Recorded in 1973. That was Memphis Slim and the song Freedom. That's from a Sonnet Record collection. There's a whole series of albums that came out called The Legacy of the Blues. That was volume 7 from that Sonnet Record series. There, Memphis Slim. Plus, we heard from Champion Jack Dupree along with his buddies Willie Dixon and Clifton James performing live 1970. And Blues Before Sunrise. That's from a collection of American Folk Blues Festival recordings made in 1970 there from Champion Jack and Willie Dixon and Clifton James. All right, nice little lineup right there. Up next, we're going to hear another live track from 1960. This is at the Newport Folk and Blues Festival. Muddy Waters performing I Got My Brand on You. Muddy Waters here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Come running back to me some lonesome day. I got my brand on you. I got my brand on you. There ain't nothing you can do.
For whenever I kiss you, I snap it in your heart. I got my brand on you. I got my brand on you. There ain't nothing you can do, baby. I got my brand on you. Oh, I got you like a fish, baby. No, hanging on my line. I can reel you in most any time. I got my brand.
Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh.
We don't, magic sounds we don't try to do another little tune. We just record it, and it hadn't been released as yet. Listen, 1, 2. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, poor Joe walking. Poor Joe walking both night. Yeah, poor Joe walking. Poor Joe been walking both night and day. Yeah, poor Joe tired of walking. Poor Joe tired of walking. A long time I'm walking, getting home. Till corn got on my feet. Yeah, Joe been walking until the corn got on my feet. Yeah, poor Joe ain't getting gone. Got tired. Darn my shoes getting very thin. Yeah, Joe done got tired. Now, Lord, my shoes getting very thin. And my shoes getting very thin. What my dear old mother said, I felt that woman in the
Indian. A fine classic tune there from John Lee Hooker, entitled Poor Joe. Pulled that from a box set called The Classic Early Years, featuring his music from the late 40s and into the 1950s. John Lee Hooker. And we heard from Sam Lay performing live at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival 1969. That was his version of Key to the Highway there from Sam Lay. All right, up next, let's hear from Reverend Robert Wilkins from his release called The Original Rolling Stone that came out through Yazoo Records. Here he is with Old Jim Canans, Robert Wilkins, the Reverend, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I wish I was back at old Jeffernan. I'd stand on the corner and wave my hand. And if you don't believe that I'm a drinking man, just baby stop by here with your beer can. Because I wish I was back at old Jeffernan. I'd take my baby at the old Jeffernan. I wished I was back at old Jeffernan. I'd take my baby at the old Jeffernan. I'm line of town, buy me coke and beer. Coming back can tell you how these women is. They drank beer, whiskey, drank the coke and gin. When you don't play the dub, they will ease you in. Still, I wish I was back at old Gentleman. I take my babe at the old Gentleman. I take my babe at the old gentleman. I wished I was back at old gentleman. I take my babe at the old gentleman. See men and women running hand in hand, going to and fro to old gentleman, drinking beer, whiskey, sipping cocaine. That's been why I wished I was back at old gentleman.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
And it's all you free. I wants me a diamond ring.
Oh, baby.
And it's all you free. I wants me a diamond ring.
Oh, sugar.
Now listen, mama, your daddy bring you mostly anything. He had to kill a policeman. Any wounded detective too.
Oh, sugar.
Killing detective, wounded the policeman too.
Oh,
see here, mama, what you called me to do. Hide in my taxi, say so can't you drive me back to Maine? Then he hired my taxi to carry me back to Maine.
Oh, baby.
I've done a hanging crime, and I don't never feel ashamed. Standing there wondering what a matchbox hold my clothes.
Oh, baby.
Standing there wondering. That's box hold my clothes. Said a trunk was too big. Don't be bothered on the road. Rested for you free. Placed him in the jail. Rested for you free. Placed him in the jail. Get the mean old judge when he refused to sign him in his bail. Wrote a letter to Betty, and this is the way the letter read.
Oh,
he wrote a letter to Betty, and this is the way the letter read.
Oh,
come home to your daddy, I'm almost dead. Betty went to the jailer, crying, Mr. Jailer, please.
Oh, baby.
Betty went to the jailer, crying, jailer,
Yeah, you do it in the kitchen, do that door. Keep on doing it till you done it on my clothes. That you're doing a little effort, don't you know? Yeah, you're doing a little effort, don't you know? Yeah, you're doing a little effort, you do it all I do. Yeah, hit my buggy, sell my house. I'm going down the country, going to pay my boys off as long as. Yeah, you're doing a little effort, don't you know? Yeah, you're doing a little effort, just do it all out of door. Look here, boy, I just want to tell y'all something. My mama don't like no such stuff as this. I tell you the reason why. Cause I'm her little old oldest boy child. But this is what she said. If you just want a boogie, son, go down in the garden. I told my mama, says, I don't want to go in no garden. She said, you better go in that garden if you want a boogie. And then I told her, just look at him, mama, and look at Sam. I down in that garden doing a little bit of scram. Says, want a boogie woogie. Yes, he want a boogie woogie. Yes, he want a boogie woogie. Just boogie woogies all the time. You know, here come an old turkey gobbler. This is what that turkey gobbler told that turkey hen. He said, and that turkey hen told him, say, put, 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 put. And that gobbler said, put, put, what? He said, if you want to do it in the morning and do it just right, come to see me on a windy night that you want. Yes, you want a boogie woogie. Yes, you want a boogie woogie. You do it all night long. You better shoot. 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 Shoot, little chicken. Won't you shoot, little chicken? Shoot. Now I want to dress up right here and go to Sunday school. I met a little bit old gal about 16 years old. And this is what she told me. Mister, you got no money? I said, come on down to my house and we'll do some little dressing up. I said, no, baby. No, baby. You got to walk home, baby. No, baby.
Wasn't that nice? That's from John Henry Hopkins, one of the Hopkins brothers, meaning by that Lightnin' Hopkins and his brothers got together back in 1964 and did some playing around the house of their long-lost brother. That was John Henry right there, and Doin' Little Heifer from 1964. Plus, we heard from Willie Walker in that last set from 1930. That was the Dupree Blues from Willie Walker. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Big Joe Williams. Here he is with the Banta Rooster Blues on the Deep Blues Hour.
WRCT Pittsburgh, we're always here for you.
My woman must be a black gypsy, she knows every place I go. Woman must be a black gypsy, she knows every place I go. She met me this morning with a brand new 44. When you used to be my gypsy, done just so and so. When you used to be my gypsy, you done just so and so. I got another baby, I can't use you no more. He can rock me, mama, silent on me too. He can rock me, mama, silent on me too. Ain't nobody in town can he go rock like you. My woman got a mouth like a lighthouse in the sea. Woman got a mouth like a lighthouse in the sea. Every time she smiles, she shines her light on me. Had the blues all of 28, started again in 29. Had the blues all of 28, it started in 29. They tell me New York Central's a nickel-plated line. Lord, I asked for a cabbage, she brought me a ton of green. I saw a cabbage, she brought me a ton of green. I saw for water, and she brought me gasoline.
Well, you're the winter howling, darling. Baby howling round your door. Yes, you can hear the wind howling, darling, howling all around your door. You know, you told me this morning, little girl, you don't want me no more. You know, I don't want no woman, I don't want no woman. Wanna stay in my pocket all the time. Yes, I don't want no woman, I don't want no woman. Wanna stay in my pocket all the time. You know her mind ain't on nothing. Her mind ain't nothing but that cool line. You know my baby left me this morning, and you know she hung crepe on my door. Well, you know my baby left me this morning, that woman hung crepe on my door. You know about that, you know that she ain't coming home no more. Lord, I'm just sitting down here thinking about my old time used to be. Yes, I'm sitting down here thinking about my old used to be. You know, you told me the girl. Little girl, you didn't want me no more. I was in love with you, baby, ever since I entered your door. Lord, you know I'm in love with you, baby, ever since I entered your door. You know you told me this morning, little girl, you didn't want me no more. All right now. Tomorrow I may be gone. too late, too late. Tomorrow the girl may be gone. I'll be somewhere, resting alone, eyes on. All right. Had it been for you, Lord, I wouldn't have been here. The girl ever had it been for you. That's the way you treat me, low down the way you do. Somebody's got to go. Oh, yeah. Somebody's got to go. Everything I tell you, you go tell it to old man so and so.
A little something right there from Honey Boy Edwards, entitled Howlin' Wind, from 1969, and on a release called Don't Mistreat a Fool. They're from Honey Boy Edwards. Plus, we heard from Furry Lewis from a collection called Masters of Memphis Blues. That was the Black Gypsy Blues. They're from Furry Lewis. All right, got time for a few more tracks. We're going to hear from Harold Burridge and Floyd Dixon to wrap things up. But first, here's Little Son Jackson, recording down in Houston, Texas. This is The Rollin' Mill Went Down from 1960. Little Son Jackson on the Deep Blues Hour.
Was in the country, maybe 10 long miles from town.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
All because of you.